W2PUT. Give me that, W.
Well, you have to be mobile if they like you.
That's Hackleberg, unfortunately. And, true way, Sean was on Fenton, but Sean popped in there on Fenton, so. And I just went the wrong way. Doggone it. Ah!
Took me a second for it. I figured out that you're patched. Yeah, I'd have to change zones on the radio. But we're going to stop at the Super Walmart and pick up milk and, I don't know, maybe something else. I don't know. I'll fiddle around when we get there.
Yeah, I got on westbound, or eastbound 94, and I'm supposed to get on westbound. I'll go on it. I hate it when I do that. Busy talking on the radio and not paying attention, I guess. Anyways, yeah, that's Hackleberg you're on.
Yeah, pay attention to what you're doing.
Hey, good morning, TJ. Yes, that's the point, Jeff. I've done that before too, where you're talking and you're kind of on autopilot, and next thing you're going not the intended direction.
Well, oh man,
I've never done that. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what's fun is when you're not the person that isn't paying attention and going the wrong direction, when you're the passenger. And you realize that they made the mistake, but you're not in a hurry. So you kind of wait it out and see how long it takes for them to figure it out. I've done that before. You get the, why didn't you say something? It's like, yeah, I ain't in any hurry. I wanted to see how long it would take you to figure it out.
Yeah, you gotta have some entertainment your way once in a while. Keep things interesting. No, the person in front of me and their license plate is Night Owl, but they're out in the daytime.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't like a couple of weeks of this is just that, and I just kind of kept my mouth shut. Let's see how long it takes her. I got that. I think my favorite time that happened was a long time ago when I worked at the state. A DJ, I don't remember, really remember Dave Muir, one of the techs that used to work out at Northfield. He retired and actually passed away a couple years ago. But we were heading back to the shop in the afternoon. We had plenty of time. And we went a little way past where we intended to turn. It didn't really take us out of our way. It just wasn't the normal route back to the shop. When he finally figured it out, it's like, why didn't you say anything? Again, it was the, you know, we're not in a hurry. I wanted to see how long it would take you to figure it out.
Yeah, it sounded like you were speaking from experience on that explanation of yours. Yes, I remember Dave. You know, I remember all the old timers. I've been around a long time, too, you know. So, oh, yeah. What is Jeffrey doing today, except for turning around on the exit to go the other direction? He doesn't want to talk about it now. He's too embarrassed. Dan, what you up to? I'm heading into downtown GR here. Go try to cool some stuff off in the cabin down there. Looks like I had one of my downlink, aircraft downlink receivers burn up. The other one was running at 197 degrees. So, the other one's not working, so I think it might have burnt up.
197 degrees, huh? Wow. If I know Jeff, he's probably on the phone. He gets a lot of phone calls. Well, we're just outside of Sheboygan here. We left Milan about, pulled out of the drive about 3:30, a little after 3:30, pulled up at the Loves and pointed north, going up there, please. So we're just coming into Sheboygan, going to pick up milk and whatever else the missus decides that she needs in there. And she's like, pink hair color, purple, blue, whatever. So, she says, you think I'm kidding? It's like, I know better. I know she ain't kidding. yeah, so we're coming up for a long weekend. We actually spent about 3 weeks up here. And, you know, in July and, like, the first week of August. And come back up for a long weekend. We've got our oldest grandson with us. He's got to be back on Tuesday, so can't stay too much later than that.
And are you still listening on VHF, or you got that turned down?
No, I'm still listening on the VFH. When TJ was talking before, I did hear something came up. It was noisy. I wasn't able to recover any audio out of it, though.
I gave you a call over there, so. That would be it.
Okay, yeah, I thought that might have been you in there. But yeah, I couldn't really tell. All right. We're just pulling into the parking lot at the Walmart here. The old, what is it, family video, family home video, you know, that chain used to be around. It's, the old building is now a Taco Bell and it looks like, I think, a wine shop. La Haze. it takes out fancy weed shop. W2PUC Mobile, Sheboygan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I was up there working a couple weeks ago. I stopped by Ron's place and talked to him for a little while, and some more interested about you and your play up there, so, yeah. Let's see.
Well,
trying to figure out how long it was for you to before you went up there totally like everybody else. And we talked about if PJP Dan still down there in Gibbon, and I thought he'd already pulled up stakes and gotten out of there, but Ron said he was still down there. I don't know, I was there for a couple hours talking to Ron when I was working up there, after I got done working up there for an operation.
Yeah, that's a nice spot that Ron's got there. I've visited his place a few times. Yeah, it's about 45 minutes from our place. You know, we're northeast of there. Our drive is right off of US 23. We're, you know, almost exactly halfway between Sheboygan and Rogers City. So yeah, for us, you would think it would be a longer drive too to go up to Sheboygan and then loop back around and down, but it's not really any difference to go through Toppin to be in Sheboygan to get to our place or to hop off at Indian River and go 68 across and up. Going the other way, you go further east and then north, so it averages out. Depending upon time of day, you look at Google Maps, it goes back and forth between 1 or 2 minutes longer or shorter, either direction.
All right, getting into downtown here, navigating some traffic. So, I see all the buildings downtown off the little curve here.
Oh, yeah, I've been through downtown Grand Rapids only a handful of times, and, it's not a lot of fun depending upon where you're at. You get that tight curve, and you're coming in from the one direction, and you have to get off the second exit. It's very careful operation to get all the way from the left to the right to make the exit.
Yeah, you kind of got two S-curves coming in here. One from going north and south on the south end of town, and they're again talking about trying to straighten out some more. They did that once already. And then the one going on the west side of town going in and out. So, yeah, I don't know if they, because, well, the one on the west side was because of elevation change. I know why they did that one. The one coming south, on the south end of town, I don't know why they did that one. I think it was just to go around existing buildings.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. So when we did the Kent County simulcast upgrade, it was far more difficult in the afternoon when I was going to check out the site to make sure I knew I was going. Because I was coming into town at a busy time of day anyways, coming in from the east. I was up at whatever site that is, park, zoo, whatever, up there. That was an interesting site to find. Coming back to do the upgrade overnight at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it was when we came through. A lot less traffic at that time of day. It was a piece of cake coming through then.
Yep. Yeah. That's the heavy traffic times don't last them around here as they do out east there in Detroit. You know, I have a few years to compare with, so. yeah, it can be bad, but usually it doesn't last as long. Normally it's not as bad. You don't get the random pile-ups. Ooh, hey, I can go. For like an hour. But there are some weird intersections down here, given that we're running right through the middle of town and everything. There's some weird intersections and bridges and choke points. But, I'll take it. It's not too bad. And, simulcast is working pretty good. Use it quite often.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, downtown navigation. Yeah, that's kind of a hassle. I had a small project where they added, was it two consoles at the sheriff's and one at City PD or the other way around? I don't remember now, but you know, I had to go down to the City PD there with Todd for the console ATP, and oh man, that was trying to figure out where to park and get around down there. Honestly, I was glad I had Todd with me because he knew where we were going. And, the Google Maps helps, but, having someone that actually knows, yeah, you don't want to park there, you want to park here, go here, go there, you know, that was, made life a lot easier. But, yeah, so that was an interesting venture into that downtown area, which, I don't feel inclined to want to repeat that.
Yeah, you probably won't for a while. So, yeah, the parking around here is terrible. Yeah, the parking at our office is terrible, too. There's not a lot of room around here for parking. So, and then the meter maids, the parking Nazis, they don't give you no breaks either. they nail everybody, no matter who you are. So, yeah, you watch out for that. So, all right, I'm here. I got 45 minutes to an hour here to finish up what I got to do and get somewhere else by 10 o'clock. So I'm going to check out this thing and see how much my stuff is overheating. So I'll jump out and maybe catch you later. ATLKS. All
right, TJ, talk to you later. Yeah, have a good day. Hey, still around, Jeff?
DJ's audio was quite a bit lower than yours, so figured out my mistake. I was trying to call you on UHF, not VHF. If you're still listening, I can call you over there so you can hear it.
Yeah, I just tried bringing it up, and I didn't hear anything coming back. Oh, what? Which pair was the DMR on?
Ben Conning and UHF analog is the same as the Flint 444-600. I'll call you on VHF if you're sitting here. Keep it up there.
Okay. WDPG. Yeah, Jeff, I opened the squelch. I mean, I can tell if there's something there, but that's it. I have to double-check my my sound connections when I get to the cabin. Because, I mean, I would think I should be able to hear it.
You could not hear it. I just tried you again, so... Something's not quite right.
Yeah, no, I could hear it with the swell joke, and I could tell if there was a signal there by the change in the noise level, but that was it. I was getting a little worried about my radio, but I went over to my up north bank, and I could hit the Roger City repeater from Sheboygan, so and hear it reasonably well, so I'm thinking my radio is doing okay.
Gotcha. All right. Well, one of them things, I guess. Back in into Home Depot here, I'll let you go. I'll be around after a while. Keep it up, WR.
Okay, yeah, and I'll see if I can get the DMR. W2PUD.
It's Petoskey frequency, Dan. Jumping out. Keep it up, Sevier.
Okay, yeah, here. Trying to figure out which other ones that shares that channel that I was bringing up. So it was Ben Conning that shares it was? Or was it, which one was it? Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Yes, it's Ben Conning. Is on the same frequency as Lovering. Ben Conning, Byron Center. Back. Might be GR. GR is too, but I gotta jump out here. I'll give it up there.
Okay, yeah, I should be able to get that figured out now. WTPD.
That's not the right one either, Dan. Came in SWR Canton.
Yeah, I can hit the 4.6 here. It's a little scratchy in the parking lot, but yeah, I'm not getting the 531. KDWR, WTPP.
Yeah, the 4.6 shares the same machine antenna as the DMR, so if you were hitting that, you shouldn't have any trouble hitting the DMR.
Yeah, I am having a little trouble hitting the DMR. That is directly related to the fact that I haven't really made any code plug updates, and I don't have that there in this radio. Well, that's a me problem, not a you problem.
Yeah, that would be a tough time being able to hit if you don't have it programmed in, so. I was hoping the stuff would play a little bit better up there than what I'm getting back from you.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not really too surprised by the 531 because it's a rare occasion that I could hear 511 down my direction. So that honestly is not that big of a surprise. I think perhaps that the band opening there created some unrealistic expectations, but. So, yeah, that's, I'm not totally surprised, but Yeah, but I'm not hitting it or hearing it that well. I'm guessing there must be just enough terrain between.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. That's what it is. Really not too far from. I don't think so either.
Here comes the message in Ulrich. Okay, there's someone's been asking. They've seen the missus distracted me. Can't remember what it was now.
You're between Akiak and 23 there, right? Well, it says it's 38 miles.
Here. We don't have much more to
do. Yeah, not knowing where the levering tower is, I can't really say, but that sounds about right. I know it's longer than that up to Mac City, though. But yeah, I'm guessing there's got to be some, a hill in the way or something. Why you don't really hear Mac City?
Oh.
Hey man, am I invited to this party?
Where are you at right now, Dan? You're making it, Sean. Dan, where are you at right now?
I'm in the parking lot at the Super Walmart in Sheboygan. So we're just, Mrs. is in, we're rolling.
Sheboygan's only 15 miles from Mac City. You should be making an here in 3-1 from there. And you're closer to Levering. So, unless you're down in a hole, I don't know. I give up.
Yeah, don't know. But I will say that in the past, I've not really been able to hit the Mac City stuff from here. So, I know it's not that far, but yeah, the only thing I can guess is that there's got to be a hill or something in the way.
Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, good morning, all. I just, testing the radio here. Wally programmed up a whole bunch of loaner preps, 7550s. We needed them for the Dream Cruise, and I'm just testing one out here. Heard you guys chatting. Good morning.
Good morning. That says you're 16 miles from Levering, too, so you're about the same distance from Mac City as you are Levering.
Yep, and good morning. Yeah, portable's working okay. We got you coming in here both ways. We got you loud and clear. But yeah, I was able to key up the Levering UHF again and the analog. Yeah, it's fluttery, scratchy here, but could probably carry a conversation on it.
You got a outside antenna, or are you just running handheld or mobile? What are you running up there, Dan?
I'm running the mobile. No, I heard Jeff just call me over on there. I got a dual band on a Olenco 745 on a permanent mount antenna, dual band antenna. Let me give Jeff a call over on the other one real quick. I'll be too busy.
Roger. All right, I'll let you guys get back to it. I'm going to get to work here myself and go from there. All right. WAF.
Yeah, if you can hear me over here, Dan, I'll call you on 145-11. KBSW.
Okay, hey, I heard you over there.
Dan, did you lose VHF?
Yeah, that's pretty much lost the VHF. Read about this department, rescue a county line, man. But I could see the county line, and it was like someone turned the volume knob down. I've caught some of what you guys were saying, but not a lot. It's pretty bad. So I went over to the 7-4. They're both equally unusable over here.
But at least the 1-1 worked farther than the 1.
Well, the 101 and the 74 are both equally unusable over here.
What I'm saying is the 3-1 worked. The 1-1 worked farther than the 3-1.
Oh, yeah, yes, it did.
Yeah, you know, that just goes to show you why they put towers up where they did up there and why they did things the way they did. So, anyways, I got to jump out here. I'll be back shortly. Keep it SWR.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, and the DNR here, man, it's coming in beautiful. It's got an antenna issue on 7-4 because having an issue coming in, and you can hear as good or better than the DNR. It's basically unusable over here. And over by the DNR, the rescue car up here on 23. Oh my God, the lake is gorgeous this morning. Almost as smooth as glass. That's us right now, 1.8 miles from our driveway. Officially, I guess. WCPT.
KBS WR.
W2PUT from WAFU.
KBS WR. WCPT. I'll say it like that.
Go ahead, Dan. 2PUT, KBSWR.
Here's your...
2 into the ring.
Well, I heard you in your calling, but... I thought you just said something. Your audio, I don't know if your audio was low or... I'm always complaining of low audio. You're an egg 120, so you're probably right on the edge of Hackleberg.
This is standing outside.
I said you're sitting outside, your audio is kind of low. And like I said, you're an egg 124 that time, so you're barely making it. I'm thinking you're probably on a handheld sitting outside. Keep it up here.